It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsberg and WEKU Program Director. One of the things we don't talk about often enough is the fact that listeners can post comments to news stories on our website. It's called the Discuss feature, with Discuss spelled with a Q. Some comments this week included one in reaction to the headline, "Lexington Still Seeking Affordable Housing Solution." Leah responded, "As a transplanted New Yorker who's been in the rental market here twice over the last year, I can testify that there is nothing but affordable housing in Lexington. My sister and cousin back home recently discovered that a mentally disabled distant relative had become homeless. They found an understanding landlord who let him have a one-room efficiency in an illegally subdivided house for just $700, $50 short of his entire monthly income. I note that the federal poverty level there is the same there as it is here." We've had, of course, a number of stories on the court ruling regarding Kentucky and the recognition of same-sex marriages from out of state. The headline, "Family Foundation Reacts to Same-Sex Marriage Ruling," got a response from a writer identifying as Edgar. He says, "Martin Cothran with the Family Foundation of Kentucky says the 2004 constitutional amendment banning gay marriage in the state represents the will of the people. Martin, I'll bet you wouldn't be so anxious to uphold the will of the people if a vote was held regarding your rights." From the WEKU listener comment line, a caller choosing to remain anonymous.
"I love everything pretty much all day long. If I'm on a day off and I can listen to it all day, I actually do. And it's really just not the weekend until I hear the Dinner Parade Download and Ira Glass and This American Life and Glenn Washington."
Please send us your feedback to WEKU at EKU.edu or call our comment line 859-622-1657. And tune in again next week at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.